This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. What's the common denominator between these names? Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Jimmy Carter, Mitch McConnell, Herschel Walker, and Max Armstrong. I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
All right, I'll answer that question because you must be wondering what in the world could be the connection between Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Jimmy Carter, Mitch McConnell, Herschel Walker, and Max Armstrong. All alums of 4-H. And so is Andrew Bosworth. Does that name ring a bell? Andrew Bosworth grew up on a California horse ranch, spent much of his childhood in 4-H. He raised sheep and pigs, competed for ribbons at the county fair, and learned to cook. The 4-H Club also introduced him to computer programming, and that proved to be a life-changing experience for Andrew. Andrew Bosworth went on to get a Harvard degree in computer science. He is now Vice President of Advertising at Facebook, where he helped create the social network's news feed. Many people that Andrew meets are surprised to learn that 4-H teaches technology. But such instruction has always been a core of that Global Youth Development Group, founded to help farm kids learn cutting-edge agriculture skills that their parents might not embrace. Mr. Bosworth used to joke, "It's not just cows and cooking." And those words could very well serve these days as the rallying cry for 4-H, as it continues to remain relevant with that whole new generation coming forward. Established in about 1902 as an after-school program, 4-H, of course, flourished in rural areas. They were home to more than half of Americans back then. Today, more than 8 in 10 people live in the metropolitan areas, where 4-H has continued to thrive for quite a few years, as a matter of fact. I'll be back after this.